Over the next several weeks, we'll be bringing you a series called Graduation Day LA, profiles of high school students staring down big decisions on the cusp of adulthood. To get things started, we take a look at one young man who has prepared his whole life for two very separate goals, always believing they would have their own space and time in his life. Molly Gray reports on what happens when religion and basketball collide.
It's the last practice before playoffs. McKay Anderson cuts to the basket and sneaks around a defender. He takes a pass from the wing and shoots a fader from outside the key. A perfect basket.
What I love most about basketball is the feel for the ball, really. I mean, it sounds kind of weird, just kind of feeling the ball before the game or something like that, or just looking at it and just picturing yourself doing well.
Anderson is a senior at Laverne Lutheran High School. Ever since he could walk, he has played basketball. Every drop of sweat and every three-hour practice is what keeps him going. So it seemed as if he had only one place to go, the court of a Division I basketball program. But as he looks to the future, there's something else calling out to him.
Our kind dear Heavenly Father, we're very grateful for this day. We're grateful for all the many blessings that Thou hast given us.
Anderson is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he wants to serve a two-year mission preaching the gospel of his church.
I've always wanted to go on a mission.
So why would a young kid want to give up his social life, college education, and even time with his family? In the Mormon Church, there's a long history of sending out missionaries. At a recent service, his congregation sang a traditional Mormon hymn about missionary work. Many members feel it is their duty to share what they believe with others.
Not too many people have the experience or the opportunity to actually read the Book of Mormon, so it's just an opportunity to try and convert people and to try and to help them kind of gain a different perspective.
Anderson says he wants to do his part, since the church has done so much for him.
Just similar to like basketball chemistry, it just shows you how devoted they are to helping one another.
But he had a decision to make. Should he delay his college basketball career and go now? Or should he disrupt it after a year or two on the court? On the one hand, Anderson worried that the other recruits would have an advantage over him if he waited to play. But he also wondered,
would it be good to go on a mission and come back and mature a little bit more, physically, mentally, and spiritually?
But then one day, something happened that put things in perspective. In a tournament last summer, Anderson broke his leg. His doctors assured him he would make a full recovery, but all of the coaches that had been recruiting him disappeared. All but one, Coach Nick Robinson of Southern Utah University.
I really liked his aggressiveness. We felt that it was, in our best interest, as a program to continue to recruit him.
Robinson offered Anderson a scholarship, and he accepted, and eventually made it back out onto the court. Feeling more grateful than ever for the ability to play, Anderson had to decide which would come first, basketball or missionary work. He talked things over with his parents.
What are your guys' thoughts on me going on a mission or going to school first?
Well, I think it's very important to, number one, have in your mind the fact that you're going on a mission. That's the most important thing.
But it was overall, it was up to me, and I kind of had to figure out that for myself.
In the meantime, Anderson had to lead his team on a run for the playoffs. At a recent game, Roger Anderson and his wife Lisa fought the urge to pace as their son's team tried to stave off a comeback by the opposition.
This is what high school basketball is all about. A minute to go, we're up by one. Last game of the season before CIF playoffs. Doesn't get any better than this.
With seconds left, Anderson's team trailed by a point and he had the ball. He saw his teammate open at the baseline and fed it to him. It was a layup to win the game.
That's it, we did it! Yeah, something special.
Something special that Anderson wasn't quite ready to give up.
I made up my mind that I wanted to play there for a year and then go on my mission. Yeah, I did pray about it. It did feel good. I knew it was the right decision for me.
Anderson will head up to Southern Utah in July for basketball camp and play for 1 year before submitting his missionary application in the summer of 2014. He won't know where he's going until he gets the call.
A great and marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of men. Behold,
Molly Gray, Annenberg Radio News.